With the U.S. Supreme Court's new term set to begin, some Western states are hoping the justices will continue to overturn long-established legal precedents. Utah hopes the court will take up its lawsuit testing a fringe theory. It wants federal public land to be controlled by states. Conservationists worry the land would end up in the hands of private developers. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Who gets to do what on federal land is an ages-old battle in the West, especially Utah, where almost three-quarters of the state is owned by Uncle Sam. People from the world over flock to public lands here, the jaw-dropping Red Rock Canyons, the arches, and ancient petroglyphs. Thrill-seekers love the mountain biking and off-roading over petrified dunes and ancient seabeds.
It's awesome. Oh, mate, it's really cool.
Will Berger and Isaac Hamlin just rode the famous Slick Rock Trail in Moab. It's the West's self-described outdoor adventure capital.
And I'm from Minnesota. This is my first time out west, so all of this stuff is new to me.
Utah is home to 5 national parks and 9 national monuments, including those controversially established by Presidents Clinton and Obama, Bears Ears, and Grand Staircase Escalante.
We learned about all that stuff our first semester of college, and it really drove home the importance of public land and the importance of our green spaces, even if they aren't quote-unquote green, maybe a little red and orange here.
But the recent monument designations and road closures to protect the environment have fueled resentment that's been smoldering in Utah since the Mormon pioneers arrived.
I am someone who loves public lands.
Republican State Representative Casey Snyder, a hunter, proudly displays a bronze of Teddy Roosevelt on his desk. He says today's federal land managers are locking up all the land, limiting drilling or any type of development.
When you push the decision all the way from D.C., you tie our hands, you tie your own people's hands if you're a federal manager, and to the detriment of all parties involved. That is my number one concern.
Snyder says local people living and working here should have the most say on what land to preserve or develop. In its latest legal attempt to wrest control of federal land, Utah's lawsuit before the Supreme Court seeks to transfer a limited amount, about 18 million acres of Bureau of Land Management land, not the parks or forests and ski resorts. A dirt bike whizzes past a new luxury development on old state land tucked into a rocky hillside in Moab, near where Ashley Kornblatt owns Western Spirit Cycling. She makes her living guiding bike tours on federal land.
We can see just over that ridge is the Slick Rock Trail.
And the Slick Rock is just one of scores of pieces of public land that could get transferred over to Utah to manage if the Supreme Court takes this case and Utah wins. And Kornblatt worries the state can't afford to protect these prized places.
And the state can't run a deficit, so times get tough, they're going to sell off these lands.
To private developers, she says. Kornblatt, who's running for county commission here, sees this lawsuit as election year red meat for the Republican base.
You really need to think through what you're asking for. And I understand you want to honor your ancestors and your grandfather told you that you should hate the federal land, but it's time to think about your children, not your grandfather.
Outdoor recreation industries now pump billions into Western economies. These decades-old arguments over federal control of public land are widely considered long-settled case law. Still, nothing right now feels certain after the Supreme Court deferred to states' rights when it overturned Roe v. Wade.
Watch this hat, make me a little windy out there. I got some blankets here, it gets me a little cold.
At High Point Hummer and ATVs, tourists are piling into a vintage military Humvee for a ride along clifftops above the Colorado River. General Manager Nick Oldham says he'd be open to giving Utah a try at managing some of the land. He's frustrated that trail access is eroding.
There's definitely a feeling of, you know, our backyard's controlled by somebody in Washington, D.C., as opposed to somebody more local.
But right now, Oldham is mostly worried about all the highly publicized fights over federal public land around here. It's starting to drive tourists away. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Moab, Utah.